9:03 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now, I think I can speak for Ed and Jeremy, one of our favorite guests on the football season, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline.
You said that with our last guest, man.
Huh?
You said that with our last guest, too.
I know, man. I know. It just, you know, you got to make them all feel good. Coach Mike Locksley, what's up, Coach?
Man, that sounds like a recruiting pitch, huh? You like it wrong. Jeez.
Coach.
I went out of my way to do this show, too.
I thought he was about to say something other than show.
Oh, no, not at all.
Coach, if you're like me, I know game one means everything to you. You got to be having goosebumps for Saturday. Noon kickoff at home against Florida Atlantic. What does Florida Atlantic bring to the table for you guys?
Yeah, they bring the unknown, and that's usually what game one is typically about, and you're right. I'm excited because, much like them, I still have a little bit of an unknown team here until we play a game. And, you know, usually when you face an opponent like FAU, if you do the background on them, they've got a new coach, new everything. There's not a lot of concrete evidence of what we're going to face. And so as a coach, your job now is to say, you know, it's not going to be about them. It'll be about what we need to do. And so we've had a great camp. We broke on Saturday. We're healthy. I'm excited to see what this young team is all about this year.
And, yeah, me too, actually. And some of your recruits. How was the recruiting class and how are some of these young guys coming in?
Well, as we finish our press conference here today, and we'll put our stuff out, but, you know, the depth chart, we have a bunch of freshmen, sophomore, first-year guys playing here. You know, I think when we added up, 64% of our team has never played a game in the shell, and uh-huh. That's a lot.
It's a lot, yeah.
Yeah, it is, and so it's a lot of newness, but the newness also brings, you know, they're talented, and we've recruited well, we've evaluated well, and now, you know, we've just got to get out here and start seeing exactly who we are and then start playing the chess match that a long season brings.
Hey, Coach, you talked about there's a lot of unknowns heading into the season. How do you feel about the depth on this team?
Well, depth may be the one concern I have because if we stay healthy, we're talented enough if we stay healthy. We're in some positions, our O-line, we're a little thin or a little thinner. We had a knee injury prior to the start of the season with one of our guys. And, you know, with the numbers, it's really important that you are able to, when you have depth issues, it doesn't just affect you on game day, it affects how you practice. And we've been fortunate and lucky that we've stayed healthy for the most part, but we just can't afford to have any one position have a rash of injuries that typically when you have 120 players on a team, which right now we're at 105 because of the new rule right. of us getting back down to the roster max.
Yeah, Coach Mike Locksley joins us talking Terps football. Coach, tell us all about Malik Washington.
Well, I'll tell you about all the quarterbacks. Okay. I mean, I think we've talked about Malik a lot. You know, we've got Malik, we've got Justin Martin, we've got Christian Martin. All three guys, as I've said to each one of those guys, we can win with all three. But what we've got to do is decide who's going to give us the best chance to win. And, you know, we're still trying to figure things out. You know, I'm not prepared to announce it. They know who the starter is, and we're going to take it to game day so that we don't have to give an advantage to FAU coming into the game Saturday. But yesterday I had my meeting. The quarterbacks were informed, and we're preparing a starter, and the other two will be available, and we'll see how it goes.
I tried to throw you the curveball, man, but I see.
Come on, man. If I was your favorite guest, I would have given you the answer. But you do everybody like that. I gave you the everybody answer.
Damn, Jeremy.
I love it.
How do you feel about the expansion of the college football playoffs? Is it enough? Is it too much now?
I mean, obviously, you know, I think when you look at the way the NFL is structured with their playoff, the SEC, the Big Ten have kind of controlled the playoffs over the years and the championship games. If you look at the way the NFL is set up by opening up the amount of teams to make it to the playoffs, I always equate it to almost like the NCAA basketball tournament. You know, if you can find a way to get those just above 500 teams, you know, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were at 500 when Tom Brady won the Super Bowl with them. if you open up the playoffs, it becomes more interesting. I mean, I can tell you, having spent 3 years at Bama, where we went to three straight national championships, it was the same cast of characters every year. I think what happened last year, seeing the SMUs of the world, the Indianas of the world, have these opportunities, brought back the excitement of, you know, on any given day, anything can happen, especially in the playoffs.
Coach, what about the strength of the Big Ten? I know we've seen some top-heavy teams up there. Everybody's talking about Penn State this year. What are your thoughts on how difficult this conference is going to be?
I mean, I've talked about it forever. I mean, Maryland has been stuck over there in what I call murder row with Penn State, Ohio State, and Michigan on the eastern side of it when we were in divisions. And, you know, one of the best things we've done is we don't have the divisions now. It brings a little more parity to an already strong league. If you look at the number of players that the Big Ten, including us, have put in the NFL, I think that's usually the barometer for how tough a league it is, because you're playing, this is the closest level to the next level, in my opinion. And so, tough league, great coaches. Maryland's excited. It's a great benefit for us to be a part of this league. And now what we've got to do is decide how much of a championship we want to work towards winning and get behind the program.
There you go. Get behind the program. Coach Mike Locksley, I look forward to talking to you on a weekly basis, man, and follow the journey that is Terp football. Thanks a lot, man.
You got it. We doing this weekly?
Yeah.
Yeah, we doing this weekly.
I mean, you're our favorite guest.
What, yeah.
I mean,
come on. You didn't get the email, huh?
Oh, my bad. We didn't tell. We didn't let you know yet. Oh, so we'll ask, Coach, can we do this weekly?
I'm just kidding, man. Talk to y'all next week.
All right, man. Thanks a lot.